Greetings, flesh wound horror freaks, and welcome to our VHS franchise show. I'm Daniel Shine, joined by producer Todd Loya.
What's up?
Bugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
We're here today to rank and cover all of the films, but since we do have a new entry, we're going to kick it off with a short review, and we'll probably be going back to it later to talk some of the details. But
what franchise is this, Dan?
VHS franchise show.
There we go.
I said it.
Now you did.
Yeah.
I said it at the beginning.
No, you did not, but that's cool.
Listening ears, Todd.
You're right, Dan.
oh, he's going to be mad when he listens to the episode back. So, yes, VHS 94 just debuted on Shudder. And, we'll get right into it. Kruger, what did you think of VHS 94?
Well, just in general, I love VHS. It's the one franchise I can honestly, like, defend the found footage genre with, because I always say, like, hey, you hate found footage, check out VHS. So I was fucking hype as hell for this thing, just because I love the franchise so much. And the wraparound segment we got on this, and this is kind of common with VHS movies, the wraparound didn't really work for me whatsoever, and it honestly, ending with what we did kind of hurt my overall experience with the movie. But I'll tell you, the segments on this motherfucker were strong as hell. The first one we got with Ratman, I thought was fantastic. It's one of my favorites. Just being a cryptic guy, I thought that was great. The wake, you know, with the
empty wake.
Yeah, the empty wake with the fucking body and, you know, a mortician dealing with the fact that this fucking body is moving around during a wake. I thought that was really cool. The ridiculous robot fucking steampunk segment we got, which is from the guy who did one of my favorite segments in VHS 2. I thought that was absolutely phenomenal. The segment we got towards the end with the weird, I don't even know if that was a cult, but the weird guys in the middle of the snow fucking with bunnies blowing up, I thought that was really cool, the way they turned that whole thing around and brought the story together. So overall, I really love this movie a lot. It's probably my second favorite VHS so far, and I highly recommend it. I think there's something here for everybody. If you're an effects guy like I am, there's stuff there for you. If you're, you know, blood and guts guy, there's stuff there for you. This was a fucking goddamn solid VHS entry, and I like it a lot more than Viral, but we'll get into that later. So this brought the whole franchise back around for me, and I'm really happy, and I hope we get more. So what about you, Pucks?
I think this is definitely one of the stronger entries in the VHS franchise. They came out swinging. Now some of the stuff I do have a hard time suspending my disbelief that this footage was found on VHS. Mm-hmm. But if I'm having a good enough time, I'll forgive it. And it happens quite often in these movies. Of this one, I think The Empty Wake was probably my favorite. It reminded me of that one Jewish movie we saw that where they have to stay with the body for the night. But like that one was kind of boring. Remember that movie with all the text messages and stuff? This was the way, this is what I wanted it from.
Profile?
I don't remember the name. Even if I heard it, I probably wouldn't remember. But yeah, strong entry. I really like it. And it's on Shudder. By all means, fucking press play and enjoy yourself. It's fucking cool. What about you, Dan?
Yeah. So I was pleasantly surprised. And it's a recurring theme sometimes, like, really found this. And I'll talk a little bit more about that when we rank. But I did enjoy pretty much every segment. I agree with Kruger. The wraparound could have been stronger, and that's that's also kind of something that I'll delve into more in general with the franchise, because it's not just an issue with this movie. It created Ratma, I thought, very memorable. You can see that these films, these segments were made during COVID times. You really kind of got that sense. Not that it's not a bad thing, but you could just tell that they were sort of like, okay, what can we shoot right now? I've always loved the idea of like just going down in the sewers where it's still kind of the Wild West and, you know, you don't know what might be down there. So there's something creepy about that in general. The whole wake thing, actually, that was pretty damn creepy. Yeah. I know Orc, a friend of the show, was very creeped out by that segment. And I was talking to him about it. I also am a huge fan of Timo Giganto, who did the batshit segment, The Subject, which felt like I was watching Frankenstein's Army. Like you could kind of double those up with the experiment.
It reminded me of that. And, it reminded me of that a little bit, and it reminded me of Tetsuyo the Iron Man.
Some similar looks there for sure. More action, but for me, I was actually pleasantly surprised. I like this franchise in general, and I think this does it justice. So we'll talk about a lot more specifics as we go through our rankings and everything. Todd,
I'm trying to avoid because I don't want to say something. I like this one. I liked it quite a bit. I have one in particular I'm not a fan of overall, but this was a return to form, I think. I'm looking forward to more entries now.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. We'll go ahead and rate it. What say you, Kruger?
I was tossed up between a 4 and a 4.5. But honestly, with the batshit insanity of that fucking robot one, and the fucking rat man in one package, I got to give it a 4.5 out of 5.
Right on. Cool. I am a 4 out of 5.
I am also a 4 out of 5.
I am a 4 out of 5 too. A couple little things could have lived up to the rest of the film and I might've gone higher, but yeah, it's a great watch. I was very entertained.
And before we move on, Kruger, I know for a fact you have to love that melting face.
Oh, dude.
So. Yeah, because even I was like, this is brilliant.
You know what's funny about this movie is Stephen Kostansky actually did a segment. He did the fucking commercial in this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, of all the fucking things to have I'm sure homeboy's fucking schedule is probably ridiculous, so that's the only thing he could do.
He's getting that sci-fi money. He needed time.
But he did that fucking vegetable masher commercial in this. I thought that was just so goofy.
That's in my favorite segments.
I snowed it in there
because that feels more Astron 6 than his solo.
Oh, stuff. Yeah, 100%. Well, and it had the guy from Manborg in it too, so that was cool.
But before we go on any further, we should warn you everything else is going to be full of spoilers because, there's no way to avoid it when we do one of these franchise shows. So if you haven't seen the most recent one, VHS 94, which we just reviewed, I'm going to throw the spoiler warning up just so we know. Yeah. I guess. Yeah. All right.
It gives you a safe out.
Yeah.
Please come back.
Yeah. If not, we'll be. Yeah. And
TTY.
All right, Dan. Now you can say whatever you want.
All right. Rankings. Who wants to go first?
Well, why don't we just go clockwise?
Okay.
Who's going to kick it off? Dan?
All right. Cool. All right. So my number one, this was actually kind of hard. I mean, obviously, we only have 4 films, so it's not shouldn't be as hard as some of our other franchise shows. But my number one spot has to go to VHS 2. I think that that was a point where pretty much everything worked in that particular that particular movie as a whole. I don't think they really had a weak segment. I mean, some were better than others, but it also, top to bottom, that one I really think is strong. It did better than the original film, which I'm curious to see if it's the same for you guys or not. We haven't talked about these in a long time, so I don't know. But yes, as a whole, number 2. My second spot has to go to the original, which started it all. To be honest, it could have two and three could have flipped, but I still think as a whole, the original's more solid than my third choice, which is VHS 94, which we just did. And my last pick, the only one that I just genuinely don't think is very good, and that's VHS Viral, the third film. I think that one just made a whole lot of mistakes that we'll probably be getting into. But yeah, that had some absolute throwaways as main segments, which did not work for me.
Go counterclockwise, Pugs. Go for it.
All right. So my number one is just like Dan's. It's VHS 2. They just got everything right. And well, there's a certain when Safe Haven. This has Safe Haven. It's the shit. Yeah. So that one rules. Number two for me actually is VHS 94. That made a big fucking impact on me. And I like, there's more to like than a dislike on there. Ranking third for me is the original VHS. It kicked off this franchise. It's pretty good. It's not great like VHS 2, but it's awesome. And then VHS Viral, VHS 3, you can just throw that whole thing away. It's not very memorable, not very good, and it put the franchise on hold for a little bit too, so whatever. Did not like VHS 3, but we'll get there. So that's my ranking. Mr. Kruger?
So me, I'm with Dan. VHS 2 is my absolute favorite. I think after you get to a certain point in that movie, it just fucking smooth sailing the whole way, and it's probably one of the best found footage compilation films I've ever seen, and I hold it to high regard. Second, I got VHS 94. Just consider there's a couple of segments in there that I just blew my fucking mind. Then I would go with VHS, even though I do really like VHS a lot. It's gonna get that third spot, and I'm with you guys. Viral is dead last for me because there's a lot that I don't like about that movie, but we'll get into that later. So that's my ranking. What about you, Todd?
See, I'm glad I waited because I figured I'd be the only one. My favorite is the first one, and if you know me, you should know why. We'll get to that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Then followed by the second one. 94, and then that dog shit at the end will have Viral.
I do like that we all don't like Viral. At least it's like, yeah, it's not very good.
I'll be honest. I was kind of like, oh, God, how's this one going to go? But you know, it sold me the year. There's only one year I like more than 94, and that's 95. Those are my two favorite
years. The popular year this year, Fear Street was 94, right? One point.
Fucking A, weird.
That was a big year for me.
So I guess we're going to the what's next, Dan? Our worst segments?
Worst segment overall.
Yeah, our worst overall segment. So
I have two, but I think I just made my choice.
Oh, yeah, I've certainly got mine. So.
And shockingly, it's not from VHS 3. I think that whole thing is just bad.
Yeah, as a whole, it's pretty bad. But all right. So worst segment overall. For me, it is from 3, VHS Viral, and it is Bone Storm, which is odd because Justin Benson and Aaron Moorhead have done such great work. There was a sliver of a decent idea here, but I don't know. I just these random punk skateboard guys and just – nothing worked here.
May I interrupt you 1 second, though? Because when the little dude said, I will piss the whip the shit out of you if you interrupt me again, he won me over immediately.
Yeah, I don't know. There was just no real story here. I didn't care about anybody. There's a couple cool shots, I guess. But I just thought this whole thing was kind of dumb. I mean, you know, yeah, sure, you get a little gore, but... I was really amazed coming from that directing duo. It's probably the worst thing they've ever done. Granted, it is a short, but and you know, maybe they worked on it in between projects. But just didn't care. Watching it again, I thought, like, well, skateboarders going up against these skeleton demons, it should at least be fun, but it just wasn't. It did not work for me at all. And this is the film that had a segment so bad they had to pull it out of the main film. So, you know, you wonder, you know, yeah, that's my worst.
Okay. Kruger?
Me personally, I think it's the wraparound and viral that really just is dog shit. Like, it doesn't, it's really incoherent and like, it doesn't fit as a wraparound really. And the stupid little shit they do with viral, like they move off to other characters that, you know, aren't a part of the story just to, you know, show them die. And it like the whole cholo dude with the fucking pitchfork and the pitchfork, you know, hitting his dog and him, you know, going like, all of that was so stupid to me. Like the only saving grace for the wraparound segment was that one fucking scene where the dude's getting dragged by the hospital and his leg is all getting mangled by road rash. That was cool. But other than that, that segment I thought was complete dog shit. So I go with the wraparound for VHS viral.
That's actually the exact, it's called Vicious Circles. It's the frame narrative. It's garbage. And I wonder if that movie would have had a better feel if it had a better wraparound, but I don't think it would, because that one's, yeah, we've all agreed on viral, but yeah, I'm with you. Same thing for me. Worst.
Well, for me, it was a tie. I was deciding between Tuesday the 17th in VHS or A Ride in the Park in VHS 2. And I'm going to go with A Ride in the Park because I did not. Shit. Yeah. Like when he comes to the realization of like, I'm a zombie, I'm going to shoot myself. I'm like, I don't like this at all. I don't like this lore. Yeah, it just looked like crap to me.
You just don't like changing the zombie lore at all?
It did nothing for me. I'm like, oh, you've recognized it, and you have the option of taking yourself out? That should happen before you make the change, like, just to me. And the reason why I don't like Tuesday the 17th is like that story is, I find dumb, and these Predator effects, I'm like, I'd just rather have the Predator here. That'd be fucking awesome. So, yeah, I'm going to go with The Ride in the Park is the worst one for me.
Wow.
All right, that's a surprise. I actually like that one a lot.
Yeah, me too. That's one of my favorites. But
really?
Okay. I'm glad you picked it as a shocker, though, because I like that one.
Something else is going to be shocking in a little bit, too.
Oh.
So, yeah. So we all did our worst, right?
Yep.
So now we do our favorite segments from each.
Ooh, there we go.
That's the one I'm excited for.
All right.
Yes. All right. I'll go. So this was kind of tough. It really was, actually. And I think that the for the first one, it was kind of hard because I think the first one, it just everything was good, at least. Like, I really didn't have any major complaints about any segment. So I was really torn between 10/31/98 and Amateur Night. I thought both were really cool, but I'm going to go with Amateur Night. I mean, it was the one that had a character so cool that she inspired a spinoff film.
Horrible spinoff.
I was going to say,
oh my fucking God.
That's interesting. I might have to revisit it because I remember liking it.
Really?
Barely okay for me.
It's been a while.
I don't hate it. Of you guys, but yeah, it's not like this. The way they told it in Amateur Night is way better.
But Lily was a fantastic character, so I give that the slight edge over 10/31, which I did like that segment quite a bit. So my favorite segment for number two.
Nope.
Oh, where it's okay. Yeah. Cool.
Pugs, favorite for the first one.
I'm also Amateur Night. I think it's great. She looked creepy and like pathetic in the beginning. These dudes did not stand a chance, and just like the naked struggle was real, and that's fucking hilarious. So I like fucking Amateur Night a lot.
Yeah, I'm with you. Amateur Night is what made me fall in love with found footage, to be honest with you. When I first saw the first VHS and saw that segment, it blew my fucking mind. So Amateur Night all the fucking way.
Nice.
Well, I had to go back and forth because Tape 56, the intro. Oh, yeah. The guys are just trying to show the ladies a good time. So I love that. But I love Amateur Night so much, too. I literally have Ty written down because I couldn't pick. Yeah. But if you're going to force me on one, since y'all did Amateur Night and it's well represented, I'm going to go Tape 56.
Cool.
So. Gotta go with the struggle snuggle.
Exactly. Which is also why it's my number one. Those two segments alone make it number one.
All right. I think VHS 2. If it's not, I'll be fucking shocked.
All right. Dan?
All right. So we're back to favorite segment for VHS 2. And yeah, easy. Safe Haven for me. I think that was just such a fantastic story, and one that I would have loved to have seen increased to 90 minutes. That
yes,
the director, the team behind it can do no wrong, as far as I'm concerned. Check out their Macabre is a excellent horror movie that not enough people talk
about.
Didn't
they do L also in one of the ABCs of Death?
They were, and I can't remember what segment they were off the top.
I think it's L, which is for Lust. So. I don't remember which one, though, but that's
what I'm going to do. Those guys are amazing, and that whole team. Safe Haven is must see. So, 2, Safe Haven.
I am also Safe Haven. I would suck this. I absolutely adore this, and we'll be hearing about it later. So I'll save mine for right now.
Yeah, I'm safe. I'm fucking Safe Haven all the way. That's my favorite segment in the whole fucking franchise.
Hey, man. And spoilers.
So that's it for me.
I'm also Safe Haven. So
shut up, dude. The fucking demon going da da at the end. Oh my! And his snot, like he has this huge booger of blood coming out. It's so fucking awesome. And just the batshit insanity.
Save it, Kruger. We're going to get there.
All right. Well, let's get this one done quick as possible.
So 3, VHS viral, obviously not very popular. But there was one segment that I liked. It, you know, kind of pretty comedic in a lot of ways, but still fun, and that is Nacho Biondo's Parallel Monsters. Demon junk. So
yeah,
demon dick for a laugh, and it's not a terrible segment. I mean, it's like the lighter segment, and I'm a huge fan of that director as well since Time Crimes, which is a fantastic science fiction film. Yeah, no, it's another one like more people should see it. Time Crimes is amazing. So yeah, Parallel Monsters for 3.
Here's a surprise, at least to Dan. Number 3, my favorite is actually Bone Storm. That little kid threatening to fucking pistol whip the cameraman won me over. Also, the whole movie I don't like anyway, so I was like just reaching for things to like, and that won me over. So
and
that's it.
And guys, like in the comments, by the way, post your rankings. And
if you like 3, let us know for sure.
Yeah, let us know what the hell's wrong with you.
weigh in the comments and everything. We do appreciate that. And yeah, I was not expecting you to say that, Pugs.
Yeah.
So for me with VHS viral, I'm Bone Storm as well. I thought that segment was a lot of fun. The gore definitely enhanced it for me. And I do like the segment you talked about, Dan, but the penis monster thing, it looks so much like a hand puppet. It took me, like, that's the one thing that kind of took me out of that segment, or else that would probably be my favorite for viral. But yeah, Bone Storm, the gore, and just the goofiness of these skateboarders going to Tijuana and getting caught up with fucking bone creatures from hell. I love that. The only thing I would have changed about that, though, is when that demon thing comes out, I would have liked to see it, obviously. But
I'm actually with Dan on this one. I'm parallel monsters also.
Okay.
Nice. So,
don't get happy, Dan.
Nice. Well, I was, yeah.
Now we can get happy, though, because favorite segment overall. Trigger.
No. Well, no, we have four.
94. Ah, fuck. 94. Come on, talk about Safe Haven.
No. One more fine. To go. And so for me, VHS 94, I have got to go again, director of Safe Haven, Timo Chajanto's The Subject. I thought that was, again, flashbacks to Frankenstein's Army. It's a really good double, and what a wild, crazy fucking segment. So The Subject for VHS 94.
All right. VHS 94 for me, The Empty Wake. I just thought that was super creepy. I fucking love the fucking effect of just the half head through the floor. Although, like, zombies and brains, they shouldn't work. But either way, fucking cool, extra creepy, lit well. I thought that was just stellar for me. So, and Hail Ratma. What about you, Mr. Kruger?
Yeah, Hail Ratma, motherfucker. That's my favorite. I am a fucking cryptid freak when it comes to shit. So, especially with the found footage genre, I love cryptids being intricated into that. So, that was... I absolutely adored the fucking what was it called? The sewers or
storm drain?
Storm drain.
Yeah, that was just, that's probably my favorite. Even though homeboy that did Safe Haven with those robots, that shit was badass as fuck too. It's really hard for me to pick, but Hail Rat, my motherfucker.
I am also storm drain. Everything about that one I loved.
Right on. Yeah. Can I just give a shout out for weaponizing vampire blood? I've never seen that before. That was really cool.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, though, I think the villains could have been a little less goofy, though, and that would have been better. Like, I
did. You notice that with the cop in the wraparound was also one of the bad guys in the.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool.
I like the idea of that episode. I just think, I don't know.
The effects, man. The effects were really good, but that whole first, well, the whole, I felt like they were trying to like kind of pull the wool over your eyes and make you think it's one thing and then, you know, go with the whole vampire gimmick. But yeah, I mean, it's decent, but like the second half of the segment's way better than the first for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right.
Now we can talk about Safe Haven.
Favorite overall segment. Yes, if you know me, you know how much I respect that Safe Haven segment. And they had like same thing with 94. I mean, they always have that like that one that feels like they went way all out for a short, which I think is really cool. Like, goddamn, I want to see 90 minutes of this. Safe Haven is fantastic. Everybody, scary, gory, just a ride from start to finish.
There Amen, you brother. We get cults, we get deaths, we get fucking Baphomet pretty goddamn much. I don't know if it's confirmed if it's Baphomet, but if it's not, I'm sure.
We're just going to say it is.
Yeah, dude. Like, I remember the first time watching this, I'm like, there's no way this is this awesome. Because like, just without Baphomet even showing up, I'm like, I love this. This is amazing. And then right at the end, I'm like, is that fucking... Is this happening? This is awesome. And then we still get more that they're fucking running the chase. Fucking brilliant. I can't believe it hasn't been made into a feature-length movie yet. What are they doing? I'm waiting to give you my money. Safe Haven is the shit. By all means, everyone go watch this segment on repeat. Mr. Kruger.
Yeah, Safe Haven, man. Like, that's my absolute favorite segment. It's just even taking, like, the demon alone. It has me pop so fucking hard because, you know, obviously I love satanic shit. So having fucking Baphomet on screen was pretty badass. I already talked about the whole dad line. Like, I love that. But everything,
Papa,
yeah. But everything with like, just even taking Baphomet out, the fucking heads exploding 24/7, people killing themselves, this fucking dude's diddling kids. I'm fucking in. I absolutely adored that fucking segment.
The shotgun circle jerk, whatever they were doing. Fuck me. Just,
dude, and the pregnant lady, like, holy fuck. Like, they went hard as fuck for that segment. And it blew my mind when I fucking first watched it, and it still blows my mind every
time. Have you seen some of their other stuff, Kruger? Because you will.
No, I need to.
Yeah, Macabre. Macabre all the way. Yeah.
Todd?
Yeah, Todd.
Oh, Todd CERN already. Okay. It I let me open my notes back up, sorry.
I swear to God, it better not be like, well, you know what, you do you.
It better not be what, Pucks?
54, the fucking, I know those are boys, but
56.
My bad, 56.
It's actually amateur night. I was going back and it's the same thing I have tied down because I couldn't decide on VHS, which I like better. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Amateur, and I love Safe Haven too. But I mean, that really, Amateur Night really set the tone. Well, Tape 56 really set the tone for me. But yeah.
Amateur Night's fucking phenomenal. And I honestly, that doesn't surprise me because I think it's one of the strongest segments in the whole fucking franchise, too. Like, that's the one, like, that segment alone, like, I was like, holy shit. Like, fucking found footage can actually be done right and really fucking cool. And that's kind of what made me a fan, like what truly made me a, like, I liked other things, but it wasn't until that first VHS watching Amateur Night that I was completely sold on this genre. So
Safe Haven all the way for me. Like I will fucking wave that flag proudly. Like when we were talking about doing the VHS series, I'm like, cool, that's, I guess Safe Haven. Oh, that's a good time.
yeah, that's all I wanted to honestly talk about because it's just so good. It's just not even a feature length movie. Make a fucking video game. That alone, take my motherfucking money, dude. Like, having that first person POV and all those dudes blowing their heads off. This pregnant bitch has a demon coming out of her belly. I'm fucking in. Like, if they really do need to make that a feature length or video game, either one, I'm fine with. But it's fucking phenomenal.
I love it so fucking much. All right, what's the next one?
All right. Favorite kill. This one was hard. There's a lot. I went away from Safe Haven a little bit because there's just so many in there. But I'm going to highlight VHS 94 and the news anchor's face melting.
Yeah.
I thought I love good like old school melting effects like that. They're just so gnarly and cool to watch. And the way they pulled it off, it was funny. It made me laugh, but also just what a great effect. So, yeah.
Oh, dude, it reminded me a lot of, do you remember the goo from Scare Package? It reminded like that
melting. Yeah.
100% like reminded me of that. And yeah. Fucking
from the holy year of 2020 for a genre.
Yeah,
Dan, you actually chose my second one. That's awesome. My very first one though, I'm not leaving Safe Haven. The circle suicide of shotguns and handguns. Oh my god, just take my fucking money. Like that's so like it's fucked up. It's so cool to see. I'm like, this is great. can we do this again? But yeah, the fact that they're wearing white. With black slacks, and it just shows up more in the fucking white room. It's everything about that kill is fucking brilliant. So, yeah, the circle of suicide for me.
For me personally, it's actually not even for my favorite segment, but it's up there. I love the Lily castrating that motherfucker in Amateur Night when she just rips his dick and balls off and throws it on the fucking floor. That. By far is my favorite kill. Just my reaction when that fucking happened. Like, I wish you guys could have saw my face because I wasn't expecting. I was thinking, oh, here's this little found footage movie. We're not gonna get fucked up shit. And then we see some dude get his genitals just torn the fuck off and chucked across the room. So Amateur Night, fucking Lily's castration is my favorite kill.
Nice. It's funny because I went between that one and the melting one, and I actually ended up I'm with Dan on this one, just by a small margin.
It's twice today, Todd.
I'm about to flip it back. But no, it's just such a cool effect. And the old school, the melting, it's, yeah, it worked for me. I really, it's really the standout one for me.
Yeah. I got a Paul Verhoeven vibe in that scene. I don't know. It's just fucking rad.
Very melting. I forget his name.
It's just like lit like it. I don't know. Yeah. Fucking cool.
All right. Well, favorite character.
All right.
I'm interested on this one.
So this was tough. Character, I went with, I ended up going with Lily from Amateur Night, because I do think that there was just like that, that was intriguing. Like, I see why you got the spinoff, because I was like, I want to know more. So I had to go there. There's other characters that I like, but I think all things considered, she did a great job. Hannah, the actress, and just bringing that character to life and the eyes and just everything. I
like
it.
You.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It just worked.
Dude, her eyes bug the fuck out of her head, and it's creepy as shit, but she's also kind of hot. So it's it's rad.
All right. For me, I really wanted to choose fucking Baphomet, but I won't. So I was going back and forth between Lily and Tank, which is the dog from that Slumber Party movie, because he's fucking adorable. So I'm going to actually go with Tank, even though he's a dog. his little yelp at the end has hurt my feelings fucking bad.
The alien Slumber Party alien abduction, that's one of my favorite segments, too. Like, it's not, you know, on the level of Safe Haven, but those fucking aliens, bro. Like, they're some creepy motherfuckers. And, yeah, that dog is rad. Yeah, me personally, this is really hard for me because, you know, we have another segment coming up. So I don't want to overlap here. But I think I'm going to go with the girl who was, like, got her head fucking cut off in VHS 94 that turned into the robot.
Yeah,
I just thought, like, the... imagine waking up in that position. Like, I really fell for that character. She's fucking completely deformed. She has a whole full-blown fucking robot head, and she's walking around, you know, trying to get motherfuckers not to shoot her. Like, I fell for that character big time. So I'm gonna say that's probably my favorite character overall. But there's a lot of people, you know, clamoring for that spot at the top, but she's the one. What about you, Todd?
I'm Lily on this one.
Shocker.
I think I keep going back to that episode, but she's
just like a challenge.
Dude, I want that fucking movie.
Todd versus Lily.
Todd down for the challenge. I'm down. Let's make it.
I figured that one might be close to a sweep, if not a sweep. But I did consider the same carry. I guess it's because you don't see her directly that much in 94, so it was harder for me to go with that over Lily.
My whole thing is just like, imagine waking up in that position. Your whole body is completely fucking deformed now. You got a fucking giant robot head. Like, how the fuck are you going to feel? Like, I just, in my mind, I'm like, imagine waking up like that. That would fucking really suck.
Okay.
Right.
What's next?
Favorite creature.
There we go.
I'm just going to get mine out of the way. This is my overlap. I'm also Lily on this one. She's my favorite creature.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
Because I have a second one, but I'm not going to say it till everyone goes, because I have a feeling it might be the one everyone picks. I don't know.
I got no problem going right now. I think y'all know what it's going to be.
Baphomet!
Yep. Even though I hail Ratma, I go back with fucking Baphomet all the way. So Safe Haven Baphomet is the shit. Favorite character.
Yeah. Safe Haven, Baphomet, Goat Demon, whatever you want to call. That was fucking cool. Made me feel like underwater when Cthulhu, you know, it was just like, oh,
right. Is that really Cthulhu? Is that really Baphomet?
I get a cherry on the Sunday at the end. It's just so,
I lost my mind when that happened. But See, this is hard for me because I love Lily, and I really love Baphomet, but fucking Ratma, dude. That motherfucker is so goddamn cool. He looks like a goddamn xenomorph. He spits acid like a fucking xenomorph.
He's like Master Splinter meets a xenomorph for sure.
Xenomorph is my favorite fucking creature of all time. So I got to go with the fucking homage with Hail Ratma, dude. Like, Ratma is my favorite.
See, Ratma was right. I was going back and forth. That's what I was going back and forth with, was Ratma. I kind of figured that would be where you'd land, though. So,
yeah. Baphomet. What was your other one, Todd?
No, that was my other one. Was
Ratma?
Yeah, that was the one that was right.
Dude, just the fucking, just the way, like the way his mouth opened, and you know he's got this whole elongated piece on the top of his head, and his mouth is, you know, and you realize his mouth is like the fucking size of his whole goddamn head. I thought that was so cool, and just. You know, xenomorph fucking homages get me every single time. So if you go there, you're going to make me a happy Kruger. But Lily's very close. Lily's probably my second. So, but hail fucking Ratma, motherfucker.
Amen.
Sweet.
All right. Well, on that note, we're the future of the franchise. So, what do you guys think?
I'd like to tag in first and say that I think VHS would work perfectly as an anthology series. I think if we get
series, you mean?
Yeah, like a Shudder series, like what they're doing with Creepshow, or you know, like I feel like that would be the perfect home for VHS because you got a new segment every episode. You can have a handful of fucking directors, you know, come in and do something, and just found footage sucks because it really isn't done right a lot of the time, but I feel like when it's done right, it's fucking great. And I think a VHS series would be able to just put so many different ideas into each episode. Like, you know, you could even go full creep show with it and just do, you know, two segments an episode. I mean, I'm fucking in. And I watch every single episode of that motherfucker. So I'm hoping for a series. I'm fine with movies too, but I think a series would be cool because you get a wider spectrum of stuff. And, you know, just you have the opportunity to bring in horror fucking icons to come and direct a found footage movie. I mean, like, I know it wouldn't happen, but just think about this. Like, think about Carpenter directing something like, you know, a found footage, you know, a little short. 20 minutes short. I think it would be fucking phenomenal. And I like go with the master, like even going farther, go with the Masters of Horror fucking formula and just bring in amazing directors and fucking have them see what they can do in the found footage genre. I think that would be fun as fuck.
I like that idea a lot. You just treat it like Columbia, was it Clearinghouse, whatever the fuck it was, where you had to order, you order so many VHSs and then you get them.
The only problem is sticking with the gimmick, though. It would be hard.
That has to be part of it, though. That's like, yeah. In Massive Horror, you get to do whatever the fuck you want. You can do whatever the fuck you want here, as long as it's the fucking found footage.
Yeah.
I think it's totally doable. For me, I'm down. I like that. I want more movies. Yeah, I hope it continues, because 94 like brought me back to being a fan, because VHS 3 fucking took me away. I did not like
it. I think it's because it's kind of an oxymoron. VHS viral. Which one are we?
We're also very, very lenient with fucking eyeballs capturing video, robots, and all that shit we're supposed to find on VHS. That's a little suspect. However, if I'm having a good time, I can forgive it. So,
right.
Yeah. Even though that fucking, I'm just going to say it, that eyeball segment's dog shit. Adam Wingard, you fucking suck for that one.
I kind of like that one. It's funny when he goes to the mirror. Yeah.
I like the chick he fucks. That's about it.
Her attitude also. Fuck yeah.
It goes along kind of fast, but yeah, I did like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, kind of felt like I wanted just a little bit more, but that's not a bad thing necessarily.
Yeah, I can go either way. I can go with more movies, series. Both. I wouldn't be surprised with Shudder. I mean, they're always looking for something. And really, I think you can do anything with the found footage. I mean,
I just think
one of the biggest Shudder releases ever. Like they had the opening weekend. Nah, that's cool.
Well, I think Shudder in general, like, you know, Slasher Flesh and Blood blew my mind. So more shows where they're able, you know, like that's kind of the thing I love about at least the shows I've watched on Shudder. They're kind of like, you know, they really play heavy into the effects. So as an effects guy, I'm in heaven with most of their stuff. The possibilities for VHS fucking as a series, I mean, I'm just thinking of, you know, all different types of scenarios. And I think they could get really creative with that. I mean, fuck, man. My dream, honest to God, is VHS having a kaiju segment in it. I think they could fucking pull it off and they could do it right. And they won't have any limitations having to worry about little kids watching the movie. So fucking have goddamn monsters step on motherfuckers, crush them, fucking make it. Like, I would love a gory fucking kaiju short from VHS. And that's one thing you could
bring more gore, but I think it'd get too many. The only problem is making it not like Cloverfield, because there would be a lot of.
I'm fine with them making it like Cloverfield. Just make it more bloody and gory, bro. Like that. Yeah. I think that shit would be fucking dope.
You know what I want to see? I want to see a kaiju movie, but like with just the people. Like, let's say there's a Todd running around, and they got to figure a monster and one of those.
fun fact: there's actually a kaiju movie coming up from, I can't remember what American studio is doing it, but they're doing the description they gave it was that it's a kaiju movie happening during a Tarantino film. So like, there's like a bank there's a bank heist going on during a fucking kaiju destroying the city.
We gotta get on this.
So like Army of the Dead, but with kaiju instead of zombies. Yeah. Which I'm cool with.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean,
Prequel already drop of that, but that's a whole other thing.
Well, it's funny because the reason I loved found footage in general is because of Cloverfield. Cloverfield is what brought me into the genre and made me actually enjoy. Like, so many people just hate found footage. But me personally, like, even the shaky cam stuff, and it's never bothered me. And Cloverfield was like my introduction to that. But it wasn't until VHS where I was completely sold. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to fucking dive into this genre deeper because there's actually good shit. And I mean, VHS just, I think it's so cool that we got a franchise here that's, you know, giving found footage a little bit of respect on its name, because I feel like it is a disrespected genre because it just gets done like dog shit so many times. But this is the one franchise that does it right most of the time, minus Viral. But outside of that, it fucking kills it. So I just want more of this, and I think it's just cool for horror fans. I know a lot, like, found footage is a really big introduction for horror fans too. I know people that just solely started watching found footage movies first because they were just so into them, and then they started venturing off in the horror genre. So I mean, this is a great gate. I would say VHS is a great gateway horror, especially if you want to get into the found footage genre and you can see it done right. So
yeah. Before we head out, we didn't rate all these movies individually besides 94, so we should probably do that too.
Yeah, but yeah, future of the franchise for me, though, stick with the gimmick, because you can keep making these movies forever if you really wanted to, but stick with that gimmick. And I think they need to find a stronger, maybe even over several films, tie-in for the wraparound segment. Maybe the character that, you know, factors into everything. It would really help. So that's pretty much it for me on future.
Yeah, outside of, you know, maybe the wraparound on 2, there hasn't been a wrap, like, 50 tape 56, or that's what it was, Todd, right? 56. I don't want to piss you off.
But, tape 56.
Yeah, like, that one was decent. I really liked the wraparound for 2, but fucking goddamn, 94 really, like, that wraparound really hurt it for me. And like, the us ending on those two chicks, you know, torturing homeboy, like, I just thought that shit was lame. So with future installments, they find something, because I feel like you kind of need something strong to wrap around. I mean, if that's how you're going to end the fucking movie, you need to have a decent story there. And I feel like that's the one thing that's kind of been missing outside of two. I really like the wraparound for two, but
I think if you do go the series route, you need to just give it like something permanent, to have a Dan popping in a videotape every week.
Yeah, no, and I think that's why I think it's perfect for a series. Yeah. Like, you just have this fucking weirdo popping in VHSs out of this trash bag. Like, dude, I'm in.
He just gets a random package.
Have it in a video store.
I mean, dude, fuck, you could even have the fucking weirdo from 2 with his tongue flapping out and shit, just fucking popping the tape.
I just thought I had a great idea, but then it's just ripping off the last horror film. Last horror movie? Wait, which was Joe Spinell?
Last horror film.
Fanatic or
last. Okay, yeah, the last horror movie, the Fangoria film. Yeah. So I'd actually be ripping that off, which we can talk about later.
Yeah.
Fill it in. All right. You wanted to rate him real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah,
want me to go first?
Go for it.
All right. So VHS, 4 stars. VHS 2, 4.5 stars. I want to give it a 5 for Baphomet, but I can't. It's a 4.5. But that's a fucking solid reading. And VHS Viral, I'll give a 1.5 and fucking shit sucks. And we already did 94. So who wants to go next?
I'll go. 1, I give a 4. 2, I give a 4.5, but close to a 5. Safe Haven almost gets it to a 5. 3, I give a 1. Just really didn't like it. And 4, I give a 4.
Okay. So me with my ratings, like the way I rate anthology, I kind of go by segment, but overall VHS, I give a 4 out of 5. VHS 2 is a 4.5 for sure. Very close to a 5 because after that eyeball segment, smooth sailing. Viral, I surprisingly on this rewatch liked it a lot more than the first time I watched. So I give it a 2.5 just for the, especially for the segments. I do enjoy that. And then VHS 94, I give a 4.5 out of 5. I think it's probably the second best we've gotten so far. So optimistic for more. What about you, Todd?
Well, the first one gets a 5. the second one I give 4.5. Viral gets a 2, and that was being generous. 94, I gave a 4. So,
yeah. Did overall, we not rate 94?
What?
Did we not rate 94 in the beginning?
No, we did.
Oh, okay.
Right. But since we were saying them all, I said it. There you go.
But if you guys haven't seen this, just this franchise in general, take some time, sit down, kick back, relax, and watch some fucking fun. Because if there's anything I will describe this franchise, it's fucking fun as hell.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the first 3 are kind of hard to find on streaming right now. They're not I think maybe like with the Magnolia like package on Amazon Prime. But yeah, you can't stream them anywhere without. Yeah.
But I think they're worth picking up the physical.
Oh,
especially for the first 2 films. I don't have Viral or anything after, but the first 2 films, those Blu-rays that you get, you can get them off Amazon. They're packed with special features, and it's really cool, especially seeing the behind the scenes of Safe Haven. It really blows your mind. Even Safe Haven, the Amateur Night, actually really blew my mind too, especially with how they did like the outside shots when Lily, you know, takes Homeboy and starts flying with him and shit. Like, they really do some creative stuff. So if you're interested just in found footage in general and how motherfuckers make these movies, those Blu-rays are really good, really good stuff to watch.
Yeah, I concur. No. All right, gentlemen.
Sweet. All right, guys. Patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. All starts just $1. Early, uncensored, awesome content. Check that out. Fleshwoundfeatures.com. Check out links to our Teespring store, Discord, TikTok, Instagram. We're all over everything, so check us out there as well. And Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio group on Facebook. Join that and follow us at Flesh Wound Radio on Twitter. And yeah, that's all I've got.
All right. Well, that being said, gentlemen, let's get the fuck out of here and enjoy the rest of our October. Mr. Dan.
Good night, guys. Keep enjoying your Halloween season.
I'm going to go rewatch Tape 56.
Hail Ratma.
Papa. I'll see you in Disneyland.